Blog Talk Radio.
Provide. So why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue a thousand times? Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat. Oh, what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see. And my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, God provides.
No weapon. call. Use your key. Use your key.
Break every chain, break every God bless you and you and especially you. Do you hear them chains falling? Do you hear them chains falling? I'm telling you right now, I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, it doesn't matter what you're going through or what you went through. I'm telling you, from Monday and Tuesday, chains begin to fall off an individual. We thank God for each and every one of you that is tuning in, my God, this evening for all over the world on behalf on ICF Ministry and also the founder, Bishop Michael Davis, that also been a host all this week. We want to say thank you. Thank you for all the individuals, my God, many numbers that is tuning in on the broadcast live, and also the ones that is all over the world. We thank God for many of you that is tuning in by radio, by social media, internet. We thank God for you, over 2,000 plus. We give God the glory, and we do not take it lightly that you are making us your social church family this week. I'm telling you right now, you will not be disappointed. What I want you all to do right now, I want you to go ahead and gather your minds, get into a place to where you isolated from television, isolated from any distraction. I truly believe that, my God, that God is going to get a word to you. As Apostle Battles and First Lady, they came on last night, my God, what a mighty word. When I say they went to battling and ripping things and allowing the fire of the Holy Ghost move, I'm telling you, it was a blessing. And I know that tonight, you're not going to miss tonight. Shut off that telephone, turn off the telephone, all kinds of distractions, turn off that TV, and let's get into a place where you can receive from God. You are free to shout. You are free to yell in the Holy Ghost. Let God have his way. Show God that you don't need no four walls. You can have church all in your living room. You can have church in your bedroom. You're going to let the Holy Ghost come on in. Amen. Without taking up too much more time, amen, I want to bring on our host of this whole week, our very own Bishop Michael Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you, Apostle. Bless you, men and women of God. We thank God for you. We thank God for you all joining in all over the world tonight. We just honor you, and we want to give God all the glory. And as I began to say, we're going to walk in victory because Sunday he rose up, and this is the third day after the resurrected Sunday. So if you begin right where you are, just to begin to clap your hand, all ye people, and shout with the triumph of victory. We started on Monday night, and this word came, the last shall be first. And on last night, it said it's time to shake it off so we can shift to reposition. And I tell you, tonight the torch is being passed on just a little further that the fire may continue to burn. But before I ask minister to begin to intercede for us tonight, I just want to let you know, don't doubt God. No matter what you are going through, do not doubt God and believe that he Amen. Is what he said he is. Don't doubt God.
Amen.
Believe that he will do what he said he would do. Don't doubt God because people can't see you blessed. Don't doubt God because
Amen.
People can't see the God in you. Don't doubt God because you think you are alone, because his words say, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes.
And on Resurrection
yes.
Sunday, that was proven. He got up. Devil thought he had took
yes.
him away from us. But early that Sunday morning, he got up and he had all power in his hand. So he's passing the fire of Resurrection Church. It's time to get up out of that pity party. It's time to get up and begin to walk in victory. It's time to get up. Don't doubt him. Believe in him and declare that he is what he is. That I am that I am. And then your
Amen.
Life. Don't doubt God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Minister Michelle, let the Lord use you, darling.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. God, we just enter into your courts with the praise and with thanksgiving, God, with supplications on tonight, Father. God, you say, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness, he shall be filled. Father, we ask you right now, God, that you will forgive us of every trespass, God, as we forgive those that have trespassed against us, Father. We ask you on tonight, God, for a blood covering over this line. We come against and we bind all hindering forces right now. God, all foreseen and unforeseen forces, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, oh God, for your anointing that destroys every yoke on tonight, Father. We bless your name, God, because the battle does not belong unto your people, but the battle belongs unto you on tonight, Father. God, help somebody to know tonight, God, to stand still and to see your salvation, God, to wait until you come, Father. You say that he that will come and you will not tarry, Father. We bless your name, God, for these wonderful leaders on tonight that you are using, God, that are standing, God, in the gaps, God, that are crying loud and sparing not, Father. We bless your name, God, for them walking in obedience, oh God, after your laws, after your concepts, after your ways. We know tonight, Father God, God, that they're not perfect, God. They may sin, they may come short of your glory, Father. But Father, we ask that you will reward them for their faithfulness, oh God. We ask you, God, that you will help them, God, to navigate into higher heights, into deeper depths in you, Father God, that you will refresh, God, give them a fresher anointing, God. Give them a fresher, a greater word, Father God. Continue, God, to let a spear, God, take place, God, in their homes, God, in their churches, God, and on their jobs, Father. In the matchless name of Jesus, God, continue, Lord God, to bring, Father God, these powerful men out, Father God. Continue to endow them with power from on high, God. Help them to continue to catch on fire, God. Let the line catch on fire. In the matchless name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, oh God, God, that you would captivate our hearts, that you will captivate our minds, oh God. We bind every spirit that is not like you, God. We come against, God, every judgmental spirit right now, God, and we overcome it with love, with the love of God, Father. We ask you, oh God, that you will create in us, God, a clean heart, and that you will renew the right spirit, God. Renew the right spirit, God. Oh, God, renew the right spirit within us, oh, Father. We ask you right now, God, we bind anger in the matchless name of Jesus, God. Help us, God, to walk in temperance, Lord. We thank you, we bless you, God, that we are the head and not the tail, God, that you have made us above and not beneath, God, that we're beyond our circumstances and our situations. Why? Because, God, you are a way maker, God. You are a miracle worker. You are a mind regulator on tonight, Father.
Yes.
God, you say, God, whosoever shall call upon your name, Lord, God, that you will answer them, Father. God, you say they that seek you early, Father God, shall find you, Lord. And Father, we come humbling ourselves, God, under your mighty hand, Father, asking, God, that you will heal the land, God, that you would have mercy, God. Help us, God, to walk in repentance, God. Help us, God, to walk straight, God, down the narrow path in the matchless name of Jesus. Oh, God, we don't want to be religious, Father. Oh, God, accept our worship, accept our praise, Father. We come before you, God, with humility, God, with sackcloth and ashes, oh God, telling you that it's us that's standing in the need of prayer tonight, God. We ask you, oh God, God, that you would have mercy upon our loved ones, God, that you would reach way down and pick that soul up on tonight, God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God. God, let somebody know that you're able to do it exceedingly, abundantly, above all that they even act or think, according to the power which rests upon the inside of them, Father. God, we pray for relationships on tonight. God, that you will restore that love and oneness and unity, God, in relationships, oh God. We bind every hindering force right now that will go up against every man, every woman of God. We bind every spirit of seduction right now. We bind and we come against every sex trafficking, Lord God, hindering spirit, God. God, we come against it right now, asking that you would expose it, Lord, in the matchless name of Jesus, Lord. God, the land, God, it needs mercy, God. We ask you for mercy, Lord. We feed the blood of Jesus right now, God. God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our doorposts, oh God. God, you say, God, that evil shall not come nigh our dwelling, Father. God, you say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, you are our shepherd tonight. God, and we shall not want, God. We ask you, oh God, that you will continue to anoint the word, God. God, every height, God, higher heights and deeper depths. Indeed, oh Father, God, bring forth the apostolic anointing, God. Bring forth healing, oh God. Bring forth deliverance, oh God. God, you say that he that cometh to you, you will in no wise cast them out. God, you say it's through love and kindness that you have before us, oh God. God, we pray for those that are going through on their job tonight, God. God, that you will make a way out of no way, Father. God, you say that you will prepare a place before them in the presence of their enemies, God. And that promotion cometh not from the north, south, east, or west, but it coming from you, Father. We pray, God, that you will move, God, on that job, God. God, bind the high places on the job, God. We come against every obstacle. We come against, God, every secret counsel, God, of the ungodly. God, for you said, God, that the wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him, Father. We pray, God, that you would unveil, Father, God. God, unveil, Lord, their plots, secret plans, God, secret conspiracies. God, that you reveal it over for Shandala, God, the walk up higher in the spirit, help us to come up higher, Father God, for you said in your word that the
and Father, as you keep on moving, we declare and decree that it is so. We give you the glory for everything that you are doing in this time. And we give you the glory for this season, God, and this set season. My God, that no weapon that is formed against us, it will not and it shall not prosper. God, we thank you that as you move by your Holy Ghost and as you move by your Spirit, that all the ones that is in thy will, God, we understand that that is going to be done. We thank you, God, that the first, my God, shall be last and the last shall be first. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep going, God. We declared and we decreed by the unction of the Holy Ghost that by your power it will move. By your power it's going to move. We give you the glory, God. We thank you, God, for you are the head and not you are the head of our life, God. We thank you, God, that my God, that the adversary that we've seen by day and the adversary that we've seen by night is not the adversary that is not going to come up in our life, because we don't tap into, my God, the word that you don't spoken through the Bible, for I have gave you power, and we don't tap into, God, the boldness, God, the dunamis power in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We magnify your holy name. I dare somebody all over right now in your living room, in your home. I dare you to take 30 seconds and go ahead and worship the Lord. I dare you to take 30 seconds and give God the glory. Because if you know what God is setting up for you and getting ready to do, God, we exalt you, my God, this evening. We magnify you this evening. In the name of Jesus, amen. We give no glory, we give no room and no entertainment to the enemy. We just magnify the Lord thy God. Bishop, I just thank God for what he is doing and is by moving by his power. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you. I thank God for you right there, people of God. Right there, people of God. Just where you are, lift those hands. Lift those hands. Lift those hands. Lift those hands. Lift those hands in the sanctuary. Lift those hands and declare and decree that it is done. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. You are the head and not the tail. You are the lender and not the borrower. Tonight, we thank God for that move of God in this atmosphere right now. And the next individual that you will hear will be Bishop Graham. Bishop Graham is the founder of Beacon Hope Life International. And I thank God for her, a part of ICF Ministry. And Bishop Graham, if you're there, you may begin.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Amen.
Thank you for the invitation to break bread with all the listeners around the world. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this moment of to preach and teach your word. Father, I pray, Lord, that you use me to your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I would like to come from the text of Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. The prophet Isaiah says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Amen. Tonight, I want to decree and declare that we are in the season of the shift. We are in the season of the shift. The shift from what we know to be routine in our lives. Getting up in the morning, going to work, going to school, going to the groceries, going to the shopping mall, and returning home, only to do it again the very next day. Shift, the season of the shift from traditionalism, going to Bible study on a Wednesday night, and then going to church on a Sunday morning.
Yes.
Shift from hypocrisy, going to the club on a Saturday night, and then singing in the choir early Sunday morning. Shift from our blasphemous actions that cause so many to run away from God instead of running towards Him. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know tonight that nothing is routine with God. With God, everything is intentional. It was intentional when God said to the Godhead in Genesis 1 and 26, "Let us make man after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over the creeping things that creepeth upon the earth."
Yeah.
It is intentional. When John declares in John 3 and 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life."
Yes.
It is intentional, my brothers and sisters. When Jesus declares in John 10 and 10, "I come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." It is intentional when John declares in John 19 and 17, John says, "And he meaning Jesus, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha." So, my brothers and sisters, God wants all of us to be intentional about our relationship with him. He wants us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes.
And all these things will be added unto us. So in this season of the shift, God has promised to do a new thing. So tonight, speak a word to every Christian and non-Christian all over the world. Let us examine our walk with God. The prophet Isaiah said, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old." But in reality, we get stuck in our yesterday.
Oh.
And as long as we remain there, we will never see our bright tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
We must realize that we are living epistles. We are living epistles. Let us not be stuck in the routineness of life. Now spring forth the intentional transformations of today. David said in Psalm 42:1, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." My brothers and sisters, it is so easy to drift away from God and lose the thirst for God. But Jesus, when he spoke to the woman at the well, Jesus said, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The prophet Isaiah says, now, right now, it shall be spring forth, you will not know it. It shall spring forth, shall you not know it?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
I ask a question.
Amen.
Is there anything decaying inside of your temple? We call ourselves Christians, but we have extramarital affairs. We call ourselves Christians, but we are not speaking with our parents, we are not speaking with our children, we are not speaking with our brothers and sisters of the body of Christ. We call ourselves Christians, but we rob God with all of our tithes and offerings. We call ourselves Christians, and we can care less about the poor amongst us. We call ourselves Christians, and we have in us the strongholds of this world. We harbor unforgiveness in our hearts. And we do not study the word of God as God calls us to study his word. When we hold unforgiveness in our hearts, the Bible says in the Lord's Prayer, then God will not forgive us our trespasses. Amen? So in the midst of this pandemic, when the routineness of our lives has been disrupted and uprooted, let us cry out like David cried out and say, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my talk, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." You see, my brothers and sisters, we have got to stop compartmentalizing God. We can't bring him out when we think we can use him. God wants us to love him with all of our hearts, all of our souls, and all of our might. He wants to be the bishop of our souls. Amen? Peter says in 1 Peter 2 and 25, Peter says, "For we were as sheep going astray, but now we have returned to the shepherd and the bishop of our souls." So I ask you, what is decaying inside of your temple? You see, we must be intentional to pick up our cross and follow Jesus. We have just celebrated the resurrection on Sunday. You see, the old rugged cross is a symbol of suffering and shame. Too many of us, we don't want to pick up our cross, but we want our crown.
Yeah.
Too many of us are laying our cross on the side instead of picking up our cross and following Jesus. Take up your cross. When you speak truth to power, you pick up your cross. When you defend the defenseless, you pick up your cross. When people revile you or persecute you and say all manner of evil against you, pick up your cross. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. We must stand for righteousness. We must stand for holiness. Let us, Christians, let us pick up, let us mount up like wings, like eagles. The Bible says, "They that wait on the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Say that they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Now is the time for us to fast and pray. Now is the time. You see, my brothers and sisters, remember when Jesus came down off the Mount of Transfiguration in Mark chapter 9? And they came across the demonic force in that young man, and the disciples could not cast the force out. Jesus did the work. Jesus did the work. But when they went into the home, they asked him, "Why is it that they could not do the work?" And Jesus said that this thing right here comes out only by prayer and fasting. I know the times that we are in. We are in a pandemic right now, and everyone is running scared. But I want you to know that the precious blood that Jesus shed on Calvary's cross has never lost its power. It is the blood of Jesus that will bring us out of this situation. We have to cleanse the temple of God. We cannot come to him with filth within us. We cannot come to the throne of grace all decaying inside. We have to renew a right spirit within us. We have to seek God with all of our being, with all every fiber of our being, and ask him to wash us, cleanse us, purify us, that we can in turn pray for others. We can in turn get a prayer through to the throne of grace. Can I get an amen? Too often, we want to come to God all shattered and broken. Yes, we can come to him broken, but when we come to him and we repent of our sins and we ask God to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, my brothers and sisters, we cannot turn back and go back to the same sin that he delivered us from.
Yes, yes.
We have to then go back, and we have to be the light of that Jesus, the blood of Jesus, can save them from damnation. We have to call on the blood of Jesus. In this season of shift, we have to shift our thinking. We have to be transformed by the blood of Jesus, by the renewing of our mind. We have to ask the Spirit of God to come in and take control of our lives and take us higher in Him.
Yes.
What is your condition in Jesus right now? This pandemic has forced us to shift and turn ourselves to the Lord.
Yes,
it has shifted us from the routine things that we do every single day. If the truth be told, not many of us spend time in prayer. But little do we know that prayer is the key. Prayer is the key to deliverance. Prayer is the key to healing. Prayer is the key to provision. In this pandemic right now, so many people have lost an income. They have lost their jobs. So many have lost their health status right now. Many of us know someone who has gone through being touched by this virus.
Yes.
But do you know that Dr. Jesus can still heal? Huh? We can still reach out and touch the hem of his garment and be made whole?
Yes.
Jesus
yes.
is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We have to call on the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we decree and declare the season of shift, I pray that every person on this line tonight, whatever your needs may be, whatever fears you may have, whatever illness has afflicted your body, whatever lack you may be in right now, Father, I pray that you, Father, release your river of anointing. And, Father God, you touch them and anoint them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, allow
yes,
us as Christians to speak those things as though they are. Father, you
yes,
have
Lord.
Given us the authority to bind up those things on earth. And you said
yes,
if we bind it on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. So, Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, we bind up the COVID-19 virus in the name of Jesus. Everyone around the world, let us raise our voices and bind this evil force up right now in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. God is able to do more exceedingly abundantly above what we can imagine or think. So what is it that you're thinking? Don't think fair. God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you for the mind that you have given us. That we can come and we can approach the throne and we could bombard the throne of God. And, Father, you said that if our temple is pure, we have pure hands and a clean heart, that you would hear and answer our prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, come forth now with your quickening power. Come forth now, Father God, and touch those in the hospital. Those who are afflicted, Father God, with this COVID-19 virus. Father God, those who have lost income, Father God, and don't see a way of providing. Open the window of heaven and pour out your blessing upon all of us, that we can withstand this force, this evil force. Allow us, Lord God, to keep our eyes stayed on you, Lord Jesus. Don't let us look at the storm that is brewing all around us, but like Peter, let us keep our eyes on you, Jesus, knowing, Father God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Knowing that you are still able to take care of us. You are able to take care of us.
Yes,
in this season of the shift, in this season of distress. Examine, my brothers and sisters, your walk with God. In this
yes.
season of distress, pick
yes.
up your cross. Pick up your
yes,
cross
sir.
And
yes,
follow
sir.
Jesus. Pick
yes,
up
sir.
Your cross. No matter
yes,
what man says, it is what God says. No
yes,
matter
sir.
What a doctor says, it's what Dr. Jesus says. So
yes,
pick
sir.
Up your cross and follow Jesus. No matter the persecution that comes your way, no matter
yes,
what people say about you, know that God is able to defend you. He is your lawyer in the courtroom.
Yes,
he
sir.
Is your great physician.
Yes,
and then,
sir.
My brothers and sisters, let us fast and pray. Let us fast and pray.
Hallelujah.
This is no ordinary time. This is the time where we would see the manifestation of God. And the glory
yes.
will descend upon us. We
yes,
would live to tell the story of
yes,
how
sir.
Great a God we serve.
Yes,
God
sir.
Is not locked up in no box. He is not sleeping on no couch. He
yes,
is
sir.
Alive and well, and he is seeing all, and he knows all about it.
Yes,
he knows
sir.
All about it.
Yes,
so we
sir.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you that we can come to you in spirit and in truth. We thank you that you are able to do what man cannot do. Father
yes,
God,
sir.
Make yourself, show yourself strong in our situation.
Yes,
show
sir.
Up and show out like you do, Father, as only you can.
Yes,
we are victorious.
Yes,
we are victorious.
In the
we
name
are
of
victorious
Jesus.
In Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah. In the name
let
of Jesus.
Your glory fill this place.
In the name of Jesus.
Let your
in the name of Jesus. We are. We are. We are victorious. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are victorious. We are victorious. Let all the nation be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show forth these former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that there may be justified, and let them fear that they say it is true. It is a shift in peace. Men and women
yes.
of God, I thank God for you. You are my witness, saith the Lord of hosts, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know
yeah.
and believe me and understand that I am he. He is God. Before me there is no other God form, neither shall there be any after. I am that I am in your life. There is a shift in
yeah.
your life, so we declare and we decree tonight that there is a shift. There is a move of God. And we must connect and tap into what God is doing in this season. We must come before him with thanksgiving. We must come before him with singing. We must come before him with praising. We must come before him with forgiveness. We must come before him with kindness. We must come before
yes.
him asking for peace. We must come before him with holiness. We must come before him with confidence. He is one that has long suffering. He is one that loves you. He loves you despite of what we have done. God said, I
yes.
am in love with you. No matter what you have done, no matter what it may seem like, just know that when you take it to Jesus, he'll make everything
yes.
all right. I thank God for a season of shift. I thank God for repositioning.
Yes.
I thank God for shaking in our life. And I thank God for Jesus getting up off of that cross right now in the name of Jesus. So, Apostle Spencer,
yes.
is there anyone that would need prayer? Will you continue and open up the line for Kaba Shun Satan? We must redeem.
Amen.
We must redeem. We must redeem. We must redeem tonight. We must redeem, redeem, redeem in the name of Jesus. Jesus said this, Apostle, before you open up the front line to the nation.
Yes.
Jesus
yes,
said,
yes.
none
yes.
that I gave you. To God, he said, none that you gave me, Father, I lost. And I declare and I decree that we will not lose any
because of distraction. We will not lose any because of a distraction. In the name, Jesus got distracted all his journey, but he stayed focused on the path that was at hand. So right now, let's shift for salvation. Let's shift for deliverance. Let's shift, how about you, for healing. Let's shift for a breakthrough tonight. In the name of Jesus. Burn, Holy Ghost, burn. Burn, Holy Ghost, burn. Burn, Holy Ghost, burn. Apostle,
yes,
will you tear it off? Come on.
Amen. I'm telling you, saints of God, that those that is listening, and it's many of you right now that you are listening right now, I truly believe that God is speaking to you as Bishop begin to minister and begin to declare and begin to and ready to open up the lines. I truly believe that tonight a shift and to get ready to take up in your spirit. You know, many of you, my God, you've been going through some pressing and some hard times, my God, because of different things that done took place, amen. But God ready to shift you back where you need to be. If that's you, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. And as you press 1 on your phone, I want you to take your phone off of mute. We're going to call out your last 4 digits. I'm telling you right now, you don't want it to pass you by. I truly believe that God is speaking to you. And I know that God wants to give you something tonight. If there be one of you, amen, that you need God, my God, to go ahead and paradigm shift with you tonight. Don't allow the enemy to rob you, my God, what God want to deliver unto you. Don't allow the enemy, my God, to move you, amen, for what God want to give to you. I truly believe that tonight is your night. Amen. Let's be ready to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to the phone lines.
Yes.
Caller, you on the air, 0186. God bless you.
Yes. Hi, my name is Tammy Addison. I praise the Lord. I have been going through a whole lot with my apartment, with my family, my finances, just so much evil all around me, but I still stick in there with my Father God because I know that he is there for me and he will never let go of my hand. I need as many prayers and everything that I can to be lifted up during this hard time.
Amen, amen, my daughter. Bless you, bless you. Just trust in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. I hear the Lord say, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes, God.
Because I have chosen you, because I have chosen you as my own. How about Sunday? I will take care of you. Woman of God, if you don't doubt him and believe in him, he shall give you that you shall eat good of the land. Don't fear, but walk in faith. He said, nothing will be taken from you. Nothing will be taken from you because I did not give you anything that shall be taken away from you. The only thing that I'm going to take away from you is the fear of it will be taken away. The Lord said, if you pray the fervent prayer from your heart and not of what people are trying to tell you, the devil is a liar and we come to break that yoke right now. I break that chain of fear. I break that chain of fear right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you say, when a 2 or 3 will touch and agree, it shall be established. I touch and agree right now with you, my daughter, that you shall live and not die. You shall not lose anything that God has given you. So go in peace, my daughter, and just let it go. Let it go, daughter. Let it go. Let it go. How about Sunday? Let it go.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you. Adore you. I lift you up. Father God, there's no one like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you for everyone on this line. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for sending your people into my life, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Yes, God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Bishop, can I share something with her?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Speak to her.
Thank you.
Yes,
young lady, I want to share something with you because as soon as you came on the line, the Lord already shared with me about your finances. So we're going to get I'm going to get your information, and on behalf of ICF, I want to sow a seed into your life. but I want you to do something for me, amen. When you come on in, into the presence of the peoples of God, you don't have to share anything with them. Let God begin to reveal, because God want to do something in your life, as Bishop Don came into contact with. And on the behalf of ICF, we want to sow a seed, going to sow a seed into your life. So I want you to just keep, you leave your phone on one. We're going to leave your phone number up there, and we're going to have somebody get in contact with you no later than tomorrow around about this time. Amen.
Amen. God, thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you. And I truly believe, as the words that is already spoken on to you, it is done. God bless you.
It is done.
God,
bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen, Bishop.
Amen. Is there another?
Amen. And amen. I haven't another yet, but I want the people of God to press one. Go ahead and press one. You don't want to miss your blessing. You don't know what God is going to do. Just like that caller just was on, amen, we want to sow a seed into her life. Amen. You never know what God is going to do. You know what, Bishop, I reminded of something while we the callers are trying to come on in and press one. You know, I was reminded of something, Bishop, that when Jesus rose up, and when he rose up out of the grave, he produced he produced the one more miracle that he want to deal with the believers and want to leave with our saints. Amen. When he rose up, he went to the house where the disciple was at after he gave the word and told the disciples, "I need y'all to go and tell the disciples to meet me over here and gather there." And when they meet him, he did another miracle, what I truly believe that he's trying to do with the peoples of God in this day and time. He went straight to Thomas and he showed Thomas, amen, that who he is. Thomas was the individual that he did not, he's very skeptical. You know, he had problem with his belief. But Jesus went over there to examine, had the Thomas to examine him. My God Almighty, I bet you from that day forth, Thomas was a believer. I truly believe that God is trying to speak to many of you that is listening here. He's trying to examine him. He's trying to show you who he is, amen, to make you a believer. I'm telling you right now, you need to tap in, my God, tonight. You need to tap in tonight, because the greatest blessing, Thomas got the greatest blessing of it all, amen. Well, God say, "I'm going to make you a believer." And I truly believe that God finna make you all a believer. Everyone that is listening on this line, I don't care what doubt you had, a little bit of doubt, fear you had, God finna make you a believer. You better go ahead and press one, because I feel a brewing is stirring up in the spirit realm. Amen.
Yes,
listen, let's go to the caller. I'm finna buzz you in. Caller, last four digit is 0742. God bless you. You are on the air.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This Latasha, and I just want to thank you for that word. I was just telling a friend of mine on yesterday, I was looking at the movie, the Bible Marathon, about Thomas, and it really compared me to him, and it's just confirmation that you said that, because it just got in my spirit just then. I had the stuff outside, got me about to cry, but and with all this epidemic and everything going on, and it has me doubting, but I know this word was just meant for me for some reason, but and I just want to thank God that I'm able to get on, and I'm just in tears right now, because I mean, I was just talking to my friend last night, telling her about Thomas and how they was at the Last Supper, and how he was doubting with everything going on, and when Jesus spoke to him, he was doubting, and I'm like, that's me. But he can use me too.
Yes.
My God.
If Bishop would like, I could elaborate. Is okay, Bishop?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, daughter of Zion, it's confirmation for a reason. It's confirmation because now the woman of God is calling you. Reason why God is revealing itself, and that word was just confirmation. It wasn't by chance that was spoken and that dropped into our spirits. It dropped into our spirits because God is summoning you. God want to let you know that he's real. Do I know you? Do have me and you ever met before?
No, sir.
Have me and you sat down and had a conversation about this before?
No, sir.
So right about now, that's the presence of God. That is the Spirit of the living God. I want you to do something
yes.
for me. I want you to repeat something after me. Just repeat after me. Say, Father.
Father.
Come into me now.
Father, come into me now.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Oh.
Of the things. That I know of.
That I know of.
And that I don't know of.
And that I don't know of.
And I believe.
And I believe.
That you died on the cross.
That you died on the cross.
For me.
For me.
Well, daughter, you might as well rejoice that angels in heaven right about now celebrating
yes.
with you. You are the one that
yes.
God is talking to, because even when Thomas believed, Thomas had a paradigm shift that happened in his life, and Thomas began to live his life differently. I'm telling you right now, and I'm prophesying on the unction of the Holy Ghost, now a paradigm shift finna get ready to happen into your life. Amen. And now
yes.
you finna get ready, your life finna get ready to be different. You haven't seen anything yet. That be, and as I'm speaking to you right now, God even has taken me even in the late night hours. It been times around about 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the midnight hours and 4 day that morning. Well, God say, tell
yes.
her, my son, that I was the one that summoned her into where she feels though she couldn't go back to sleep. Tell her that it was my spirit just was shaking her and warned her closer
yes.
to you. He say, even God even speaking to me now, he say, daughter, he say, even it was times to where you felt as though that when you was all alone, something was behind you, and it was just feels though it's another presence was there. Well, the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you, say, that was me right there, right there with you. Even now, God is allowing me to tap into your spirit. God say, daughter, I've been trying to pull that pain and that pull that hurt out of you for a long time. He say, daughter,
yes.
do not hold on it to no more. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Yes,
daughter.
Yes. He say, daughter, tonight, give it all unto me. And as you give it all unto me, daughter, you won't have to look back no more. And I declare and decree under the unction of the Holy Ghost, peace going to come into your spirit. Joy going to come into your spirit. And
yes.
God, they tell her that she's going to be able to trust again, because all her trust and the damage done went out the window. And tell her,
yes.
my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel
yes.
the Holy Ghost right now. Even as I tap into the spirit and go further into the spirit within you, I see this older lady, this older woman, I hear her crying out on your behalf, or praying, and it's looked like a praying grandmother on your behalf. He told me to tell you to say, tell her that she'd been spoken before she came out of mother womb, that I have much need of you. I feel the Holy Ghost. I wish that,
yes.
I wish those that is listening, my God, all over, I wish you could worship for this young lady right now. Because this young lady, I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy
yes.
Ghost and standing in
yes.
unison with Bishop Davis, amen, that her
yes.
life is
amen.
Never going to be the same. Eyes have not
yes.
seen, nor ears have not
yes.
heard what God is already
seen.
Doing within you. You might well pray for
yes,
that to you, Bishop.
Amen, amen, amen. I tap into what the son said. The Lord said, like Thomas, you've been reading Thomas, daughter. I want you to read the 27th verse. When we get off this line tonight and before you go to bed, you pick up the book of St. John, the 20th chapter, and you go to the 27th verse and see what Jesus told Thomas. He said, reach. Ah! Jesus told Thomas to reach. Hey, you got to shift and reposition yourself so for you can receive your blessing. So God said, reach, daughter, reach. Ah! In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And before we
Amen.
Put you up, daughter, I want to ask you a question. Do you have a church home? Do you have a place where you could go and worship? A place where you could get in connection with a church family?
Yes, my pastor Jimmy Battle and Felicia Battle and Pelham, Georgia.
You up on a good you You are under a great leadership. It's enough to be just yes, said. You got awesome men and women of God that is called by God. And I don't say that, say that for too many people. You're on an awesome leadership. Stay right there. Serve them faithfully. And you're finna get ready to see what God finna get ready to do for you in your life. Stay right there. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We just so blessed. Hey, it's an anointing on this line right now, Bishop. If you want me to, we'll go to the next caller. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, amen. Sir. Hey, let's go. Let God until the Holy Ghost lifts us, Apostle. Bye bye.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. Caller, you're on the air. Phone number, last four digits of your phone number is 2333. God bless you, caller.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm in April. I was calling on tonight. Just want prayer for healing in my body. Having some symptoms going on in my body and just want healing.
Ah. Do you believe?
Yes, I do. I'm a believer.
Do you believe? I want you right now where you at, my daughter, to whatever part of your body is hurting right now. I'm going to oil my hand. And I want you to put your hands right at that spot where it's hurting you. Because the word of God declares in Isaiah, by his stripes, you are healed. When the 10 lepers came to him and he healed them and they turned and began to walk away, the healing happened in the turning. God said, if you turn your mindset to believe, if you turn your mindset to believe his word said and means what it said, then you'll be healed by in the morning. All right. Touch, lay your hands on yourself, and symbolically in the spirit, I'm going to lay my hands on your hand. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said by your stripes that she is healed. I stand on your word, God, that you said to the centurion soldier, said to Jesus, Jesus, you don't have to go to my house because of the authority that you have. And I stand and listen on this line, and I speak with the authority of the Holy Ghost tonight, just as the centurion man's faith healed, your faith will heal through the connectivity of the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you now for healing in her body. Lord, I thank you now for healing in her body. I thank you now for healing in her body. Touch your mind, Lord, that she may believe and receive her healing right now in the name of Jesus. A symptom is not a sign. I hear the Lord say, a symptom is not a sign. If you believe in Jesus. In Jesus' name, Apostle.
Amen, Bishop. I don't have anything for. I stand in agreements with you as you gave the prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Sleep
thank
well
you.
Tonight, daughter. Sleep well. Amen.
Yes, amen. I receive it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
God bless you. We're going to keep going down the list. Amen. To the next caller. God bless you, caller 2899. Last four digits. You're on the air. God bless you.
Hi. My name is Lori.
Amen.
I was calling in, listening to what you were saying about Tommy. And how you just hear things that you doubt so much of. And you go through so much pain, but to you have released it, but you still doubt.
Yes.
You still like it.
Yes.
That's my faith.
Yes, God.
It's so strong. And God, even when I die, I know there's nothing but the enemy. And I'm battling, like I told God, I will never stop running this race. And I promise him, you will never leave me. I promise you. you I'm going to leave him. And I know he's not going to leave me. So I know that surely that I won't leave him. And that doubt is so strong.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Apostle? Yes.
First thing first, I want to rebuke the hands of the enemy. I want to rebuke the hands of the enemy that is trying to capture and put your mind in captivity and put your mind into a place of isolation. I want to rebuke the hands of the enemy now. And I want to open up, I want to command that your eyes naturally and spiritually be open. Because as I begin to tap into the spirit of the Lord now, even on your behalf, God begin to show me. He say, tell her and remind her that things that she done came through with her health and with her body, it wasn't because of the doctors and the physician that they had the special remedy, my God, to pull her through.
Yes.
God say, let her know that I was the one that pulled her through. And God say, also, even now as I tap into, deeper into the prophetic concerning your life, even the Spirit of the Lord say, tell her, remind her, it was a time I see you, my God, in this one night where you kicked out of your sleep because your heart began to capacitate. You didn't know what was going on. My God, numbness was going on. God said, remind her and let her know that I kept her covered even when death tried to snatch her life away. God said, let her know. You don't have to doubt no more. God say, tell her, and God told me to tell you that he's been with you, my God, through it all, through it all. He say, even depression, my God Almighty, I rebuke that out of your life in the name of Jesus. I even rebuke the spirit of rejection now, even out of your life now. I even charge you on an unction of the Holy Ghost that your life is going to be filled with peace and filled with joy. As you begin to reverence the Lord and understand that he is revealing himself even unto you, even right now, I declare and decree that it's still so. God bless you, that you, Bishop.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, daughter. As he was praying for you, daughter, I kept hearing the Lord say, reposition. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. So lift up your head, daughter, all ye gates. Reposition, he's repositioning you to replace something in your life. He is something that you have lost that make you doubt. God said, I'm repositioning you to replace. He's repositioning you to replace. So lift up your head, daughter, and walk in victory. The victory is yours tonight. Victory is yours tonight. No more fear. Just faith in Jesus' name. Because when Thomas reached out and when Thomas saw who it really was, when you receive your blessing tonight, you're going to know who it really is. And he's going to begin to replace some things in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Apostle,
we're going to go to the next caller. I just feel it in my spirit. Have you tried Jesus? I don't try him, and he's all right. I just want to tell somebody that, amen. And we're going to the next caller. Caller 2668, God bless you. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I just want to pray for me and my family.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle, what about Shandy Cook?
We thank you that as the young lady comes for prayer in her family, God, we pray that your will be done. We pray in the will of thy will in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for whatever you're doing in this hour, God, with her. I thank you, God, it is so. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you, Bishop.
Amen, amen, amen. Ada Lux in love. Love lifted him. So if you pray the prayer of love through Jesus Christ, then he will cover and protect your family, you and your family. No harm shall come to you, my daughter, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Apostle? God bless you. God bless you. We're going to the next caller, 7157. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm calling in prayer for me and my husband. And also, I take my state board test in the next couple of weeks concerning my job. So I want God to bless me with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So when I go in and take the test, I will pass if I need my second time taking the test.
Amen.
Father God, I come tonight and I pray for unity in the family. I pray for peace in the family. I pray for connectivity in the family. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let who God put together, let no man put asunder. God, I thank you for the husband and wife. Now, Lord, I pray for her mind and that her mind be a sound mind when she take her test the next time. Let everything that happened before be removed right now in the name of Jesus. Give her fresh knowledge, fresh wisdom, fresh mindset, fresh eyesight to look at. Let her even have a clear vision to read the questions in a different format as she go and take this test again. And Lord, it's only a test because you have allowed her to pass it in the spirit this time already. So I pray right now that you continue to keep covering her and her family. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Can I just say this, a couple of words?
Yes,
to her?
Yes, sir. Yes,
I understand that you was calling in about your tests and different things, but as Bishop was praying for you, I hear the Spirit of the Lord says entrepreneurship. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say entrepreneurship. And as I was tapping into the area of entrepreneurship, I see a business anointing that lies over you all. Amen. I declare and decree that after this paradigm shift that you're going to be positioned in a rightful place, you and your husband, in a rightful place. Even the income that you desire, God said, because of the faithfulness that you believe and because of you did not throw in a towel when you could, God said it's going to come back around and you can. And you're going to see the blessings of the Lord to fulfill your life. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, you could go ahead and reap, daughter, because I feel you in the spirit, and I feel your spirit of God, because you've been waiting on a long time. You've been waiting. It's been a long time coming, and you don't pay your price, and you don't pay your due. And I just want to let you know that payday is right around the corner. You just need to hold out just a little bit longer. You're going to get ready to enter into payday. Amen. The enemy already took, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Now I hear the Spirit of, as I'm speaking into you, and God is taking me in the spirit realm, and he's taking me about 10 years, even 5 years ago in your life. The enemy don't took his best shot at you and your husband. The enemy don't took his best shot that he possibly can. But God told me as you begin to speak, because now God is taking me into the natural of you and begin to hear the words that you begin to say out of your mouth. God said, remind her of these words that she say, no weapon that is formed against me is not going to prosper. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. God told me to remind you of them words as you say, no weapon formed against you not going to prosper. And God, they tell her and remind her, then I told her I'm going to take her through. Then I told her I'm going to bring them through. Then I told her that the enemy that she seen it will not be no more. Then I told her, he said, now, my daughter, I could trust you. He said, now, my daughter, all that you've been through, I know that you ain't going to walk away or leave me or throw in the towel.
Yes,
he said, now I'm rebuking the enemy on your namesake. I'm rebuking the enemy now in the name of Jesus. Daughter, you might as well go ahead and praise him. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. It is so. Back to you, Bishop.
It is so.
Hallelujah.
It is so. And it's you.
Hallelujah.
Let it go. Those are tears of joy. Let it go. Ah.
Yes,
sir. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
It is done.
It is so. Amen. We're going to go to the next caller. Amen. If that's okay with you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Caller 7693. God bless you. You're on the air.
This is Roosevelt. Hello?
Amen.
Yes,
caller,
sir.
You're on the air.
How you doing? It's so much I need. Right now, I'm just in a spot right now that I'm like lost, and I just like need prayer for like more guidance and stuff like that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother Roosevelt. Repeat after me, Lord.
Lord,
forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
I believe you died on the cross.
I believe you died on the cross.
On the third day.
On the third day.
God the Father.
God the Father.
Raise him from the dead.
Raise him from the dead.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
I want you to repeat that. Right now, Lord Jesus.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
I open the door. To my heart.
To my heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I receive you.
I receive you
into my heart.
Yes, into my heart
as my Lord.
In as my Lord
and Savior.
And Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
The Lord said, "Greater is He that is in you now than he that is in the world." My son, lost without Jesus. So now you have a place to call home in Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Ah, my son, you have a place. Say, repeat, I hear the Holy Ghost say this. I now have a place.
I now have a place.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Which is.
Which is
my new home.
My new home.
I'm no longer lost.
I'm no longer lost.
But I am saved.
But I am saved.
And in the house.
And in the house.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle Spencer, I feel you have something for
him. Amen. I don't know who he is, but all I hear, God, is ringing in my spirit, covering. Covering. I don't know about your covering or do you have a covering, but I hear God says covering. It's instruction and it's guiding and it's teaching. It's more so as teaching and all the direction. Submission and humbleness and covering, you will find what you need. Because we have to understand that God put different people here for a reason, amen, to help navigate us. I don't know you, but all I hear the Holy Ghost says is covering. I don't know if you got a covering, what's going on with your covering, but I hear covering. Amen. Back to you, Bishop.
Amen, 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 amen. Son, do you have a church home?
Yes.
You have one?
Yes.
Okay, I encourage you to make an appointment with your leader.
Yes.
And sit down with your leader and share you with him or her.
Yes.
Maybe a female, with either leader that you have, share yourself with them. And I'm going to stand in agreement along with Apostle that God will give them the answer to give you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle, yes.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. That's all the calls we have for tonight, Bishop.
Okay, well, great. We thank God for you. Burn, Holy Ghost, burn. Tomorrow night at 8 again, we come once again to continue to spread the fire of the Holy Ghost. And until tomorrow night, May the peace of God rest upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Made it
without you, I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better.